Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We'll get to the Sixers in a second. But yes. First, we have a football team right here in Philadelphia that is being praised nationally for having the best draft in the NFL. Ike, did you feel the same way?
Yes. I mean, quite frankly, other than, I guess maybe you could look at Chicago, and they got their franchise quarterback, and then turned around and drafted Rome Odunze. They had a pretty decent draft this weekend. Other than that, man, I'm just looking at what the Eagles did from a need position, from a priority standpoint, and the value in which they got some of these players this weekend. At it's hard to find an organization out there that did much better to bolster their chances of winning a championship in the foreseeable future. Now, I'm not going to listen. I'll tell you, most things that impact the following year or the upcoming year's results is either done through retaining your own players in free agency or what type of free agents you brought in. I always feel that draft picks are like the icing on the cake. You know, if you get one or two, if you get a Jalen Carter in your rookie class that contributes as much as he did, that's a huge plus. So I'm not going to sit here and say all these guys make the Eagles a Super Bowl contending team. What I will say is I like the fact that they addressed areas of need. They got young talent in the secondary. They got versatile talent on the defensive side of the football. Hell, they even eventually addressed the offensive side of the football, where they brought in some more skill position guys at the running back position and the wide receiver position, as well as getting a couple of linemen, whether it was through the draft late or the reported signing of Mikael Becton, the former first-round top 10 draft pick of the Jets. They addressed a lot of needs this weekend. Howie Roseman, 5 stars, my brother. 5 stars for Howie Roseman and the job that he did. And quite frankly, the jewel of the class that all I really care about outside of getting Cooper DeJean in the second round. How about Howie moving up to get Cooper DeJean? Not that he fell to him, so he had no choice but to take him. They targeted Cooper DeJean, and they went up and got him in the second round with the 40th pick. But come on, man. Nephew is an Eagle now. Come on, man.
You do look so proud.
The house was high-fiving and jumping up and down Saturday afternoon, man, when the name was finally called. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. with the 155th pick in the 2024 draft. The Eagles selected him. Awesome, awesome moment. Awesome moment for that Trotter family. He's going to be joining us with his dad a little bit later in the show at 4 o'clock. But obviously, when somebody that I've known as long as I've known Jeremiah, we both drafted together in 1998. So I know his family very well. Babysat his kids. They babysat my kids. His wonderful deceased wife, Tammy Trotter, who passed away a year ago with breast cancer. Like, I'm happy for that family. I know how excited they were to finally hear his name called. I don't know if they ever imagined his name would be called by his dad's former team. So he gets to wear that uniform, and it just made it even better that it was the Philadelphia Eagles that drafted him. But the fact that he got drafted was awesome. He's going to be an Eagle. So that's obviously a huge story coming out of the weekend as well.
A little bit warmer welcome for Trott Jr. than there was for me. But we'll talk about that at a different time. Talk about that a different time.
The son following in the dad's footsteps.
Not really the same.
It wasn't received the same here.
Not really the same way. What did you think of the draft? 215-592-9494. These guys will either be good or they won't. We will find out how they are. I think looking at the process of it and, you know, going back, watching YouTube, learning about the guys, I'm optimistic as everybody else. I do think that we probably need to pump the brakes a little bit on how great the draft was based on what the media is saying about how great the draft was. Mm-hmm. Like, I think a lot of the praise is coming because there are players that are now on the Eagles who most media boards had these guys hire. But I think what we are told about the actual process of the draft and what actually happened is the teams did not have those guys as high as maybe the media did, talking about Cooper DeJean specifically, mm-hmm. Talking about Mitchell specifically, and then they take a chance on Jalix Hunt, mm-hmm. who looks like a bit of a project. I watched all the guys. I have my favorites. It feels good to me, but I'm not quite at the place where I feel as confident as everyone else is that this is as good as everyone says it is. Now, this is the time for optimism. Mm-hmm. I get it. I'm not going to be negative about it, but I'm just a little more apprehensive than I think everybody else is that this was such a home run.
Yeah, listen, we'll find out how much of a knock it out of the park type of draft it was overall. Time will tell.
Yep.
When it comes to that. But you're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 5 potential starters in this draft within the next 2 years. Yeah, at least 5. You look at both corners that were drafted, and Cooper DeJean just being a defensive back, whether he's a corner or safety or whatever, within the next 2 years, he's going to be a starter. We'll see what Jalix Hunt is going to be. And I understand the questions with him. I'm not going to sit here and act as if I know anything about Jalix Hunt. I don't. I never heard of him prior to the Eagles drafting him. So we'll see what he turns out to be. Will Shipley, in 2 years, when Saquon may be on his way out of here, Shipley, a former 5-star recruit as a running back coming out of high school, could be your starting tailback in today's type of an offense. And quite frankly, it's only a matter of when, not if when Axeman Jr. is a starter at linebacker. It's a matter of when, not if.
And by the way, Shipley, Saquon's missed games a bunch.
Sure.
Shipley could be something this year. So we'll find out. What do you think of the draft? 215-592-9494. But now we get to the more depressing part of the show.
The weekend. Yes.
Of the weekend. And that was a crushing loss yesterday from our Philadelphia 76ers against the Knicks. They go down 3-1. And most of what I've heard today on the radio station from hosts and callers alike is crushing Embiid. That this is a condemnation of Joel Embiid. See, we told you. He wouldn't come through. He only had 1 point in the fourth quarter. See, we told you. And I am here to tell you that it is not last night, yesterday, and them being down 3-1, this is not Joel Embiid's failure. This is everyone around Joel Embiid who failed him. Daryl Morey has failed Joel Embiid. Nick Nurse has failed Joel Embiid. The other players on the team have failed Joel Embiid. Here's what I've watched through this series. I watched game one, the Knicks superstar, Jalen Brunson, shoot like 7-for-28. And yet somehow, some way, two role players out of nowhere, Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo come through and they win the game, right? And no one says a word about Jalen Brunson shooting 20% from the field. Game two, Jalen Brunson shoots 7-for-29. But Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, the rest of the team comes through, pulls it through, gets him to the end.
Yeah.
Game three, Embiid scores 50 points, but we do get one contribution from a role player in campaign that helps get the game over the top. And then yesterday, in the fourth, it has been so bad with him off the court, and it was so bad for 2 minutes yesterday in the first half that they could not sit him. Game one, the game was lost in the 3 minutes he wasn't on the court at the end of the second quarter. Game two was lost because Tyrese Maxey doesn't call timeout. Kyle Lowry doesn't call timeout. Nick Nurse doesn't call timeout. And then yesterday is such a failure on Maxey and Nurse specifically, that this guy is dragging ass because he's played the entire second half, because no one can dream of them staying in the game without him on there, and they need one guy to organize the offense to, and they can't do it. And they can't get him an entry. He fouls out Isaiah Hartenstein, and then they can't get him an entry pass for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
They can't get him to him in the post. Every time he gets the ball and he gets double and triple teamed because they have a bunch of 6'5 guys out there, there's no, people either miss shots or they stand there staring at their thumbs, and they all melted down. And it wasn't the best game Embiid's ever played yesterday, but aside from yesterday, he has been the best player on the court the entire series. And Morey failed.
Well, he wasn't the best player on the court.
Not yesterday. Not yesterday. Yesterday was Brunson, for sure.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, the Morey failed by his sole deadline acquisition being Buddy Hield, who can't even get on the court.
Talk to me.
You know, Nick Nurse.
Talk to me.
I'm sorry, man. Like, I know that the personnel is the personnel, and I know that these guys have not played together very often, which, by the way, goes back to Morey. The starting point guard on this team is Kyle Lowry, who has played, 10 games with Joel Embiid, and we wonder why it's a mess at the end of the game. And then Nurse, I'm sorry, you just have to figure out a way to get the offense to not look as bad as it did for 15 straight minutes, where they don't score for 5 straight minutes, and everybody wants Embiid to fix everything. They have been, when he's been on the court, they've outscored the Knicks by 40 points, and when he's been off the court, the Knicks have outscored him by 43, and it is just he is not without blame in general, but this particular series is evidence of the failure of the players around him, it's evidence of the failure of the general manager, and it's evidence of the failure of the coach.
Yeah, I'll just sum it up. You said it perfectly. To me, this isn't about Joel Embiid and what he's not doing. I believe he's given us everything that he has. He just doesn't have much in the tank left in the game. And for those that would say, well, why don't you take him out of the game to give him a breather? Well, just go look at the plus minus when he's out of the game. So that could have easily been a 10-15 point loss if he's out of the game for anything longer than 2 to 3 minutes. So he almost has to be on the court even if he's not being effective. I'll leave that at that as far as Joel Embiid goes. No, this goes to Daryl Morey. I'm blaming this on Daryl Morey. And you touched on it pretty much, so I won't repeat everything you said. It's really about the supporting cast. That's really what it's about. I mean, New York is winning this game because they have a supporting cast of role players that understand their role and know that that's the only way they're going to win. They're going to win by playing scrappy, tough, hard-nosed, tough mentally basketball, getting at their offensive rebounds, doing the extra effort stuff because they aren't going to out-measurable you. They aren't the quickest. They aren't the most athletic. They don't have the biggest guy from an advantage. They're out there with a 6-foot guard who's possessing the basketball, by the way, 18 seconds out of every shot clock.
Every possession.
He's basically just dribbling around until he finds an open area. So I understand it's these role players, and we can pick through them all we want to, but the bottom line is these role players aren't good enough. And quite frankly, while I love Kyle Lowry, and I don't know the particulars of the trades during that time, I would certainly swap him out with Pat Beverly. Not the biggest Pat Beverly fan, but we needed to find a way to keep the Morris twin here. I would just solve. Quite frankly, the Knicks are out-hustling us. They're out-working us. And Toby be damned. Soft as cotton. They all are. Like all these role players. The fact you can't play Buddy Hield because he's scared of his own shadow.
Campaign is the only guy on the team that isn't scared.
And he's got championship pedigree. And him. Everybody else is pretty much afraid of the moment. The Knicks want the moment more. Their role players are playing scrappier than ours is. As much of an offensive threat that Josh Hart was the first two and a half games of this series, he didn't do anything offensively yesterday. But guess what he did contribute? 18, 17 rebounds. How many offensive rebounds? How many second and third shots did he get his team? Like, that's the stuff that he did do. And we don't have those guys, man. I'm sorry. I don't think Embiid is the reason why we're down in this series. I don't think Maxey is the reason why we're down in this series. I just think our role players are getting their you-know-what's kicked every game by the role players of the Knicks, the bench players of the Knicks, and everything else. And quite frankly, like Nick Nurse as a coach, but brother, I'm not seeing where we have the advantage yet in the coaching department. Haven't really seen it yet.
I think I disagree with you on Maxey. Maxey yesterday would have been a good spot for him to carry them. Mm-hmm. And part of why they can't survive with that Embiid off the court is on Maxey. Like, it is an offensive issue when Embiid is off the court. But we,
sure.
And I understand, by the way, the Morey thing, it's complicated. He walked into a complicated situation. And not every move has been bad, but it still is – stop it. It still is not good.
I got to give it to Morey, man. It's on him, man.
It's not good enough.
He traded away these players at the deadline.
Well, Marcus Morris, they should still have.
Yes.
Absolutely. I totally agree. 215-592-9494. Is it Embiid's fault or is it the people around him? What do you think of the Eagles draft this weekend? Widely regarded as the best in the NFL. 215-592-9494. Angelo in Pottstown. You're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Thanks for calling. And I think, Ike, this is my first time talking to you. Spoke to your father many times.
Well, inspired.
So, in other case, in other words, thanks to the Sixers for ruining a great weekend based on the Eagles draft. But that's not why I called. I called to basically say, you know, for the past few years, a lot of complaints have been, well, we just don't have great coaching and we can't make it past the second round. Well, I'm here to tell you, I think we have a coach that's a lot better than our previous coach and probably the previous two coaches. I think it just comes down to players. These players don't have guts. They don't have the internal fortitude to win. They don't even have the internal fortitude to grab an offensive rebound and let the Knicks take 3-4 chances in possessions. I saw them go through midway in the fourth quarter when they could have pulled away, I think, that's my opinion, and had a decent lead. But their possessions were crap. Horrible passing, horrible turnovers, horrible choice of shooting. It's just This team doesn't look like they want it as much as the other team. And you know what? I'm a Villanova grad. I graduated in 1985. I love my former players, but, you know, they're not Villanova players anymore. They're on the Knicks team. I don't care who they are. They play really well. They play really well as a team, but they're New York Knicks players. I don't care, you know, I don't care about them. Loved them in 18, loved them in 16 when I was in New Hampshire, and it was great to have Philadelphia teams, including the Eagles, win championships while I was up there in you know, New England land, when everybody thought that, you know, their crap didn't stink and all their sports teams won the championships. But this Sixers team has shown us over and over again, year after year, that in the big game, they don't show up. And you know what? They're going to go to New York, probably win the game, then come back here or whenever it is, Thursday or Friday, and lose at home. Why? Because Embiid will score 1 point and get zero rebounds in the fourth quarter, and it's the same old, same old. Right. And that's why we don't go to the games.
All right. Thank you for the call, Angelo. The role players, or is it Embiid? I couldn't figure out. Jack, what do you think? Is Embiid or the rest of the team?
I mean, at some point, it's got to fall back on the big fella. I mean, he had 1 point in the fourth quarter. He did. He said two rebounds in the fourth quarter all series long. Like, we've gotten him Jimmy Butler. We had Ben Simmons. We had Brett Brown. We had Doc Rivers. And it all ends in the same exact spot.
He can't. Listen, he's a big man. He's not a guard, right? So he's going to wear down the longer he's out there. We know this. This is the bed that we have to lay in. When you decide we're going to build your franchise around a 7'2", close to 300-pound man. That's just the reality of the situation. And if I can accept all his wonderful gifts from an offensive genius standpoint and the ability to score 30 to 35 points on any given night, he could do that and they still could lose. They could still lose.
Yeah,
he just doesn't have it all in him. We know from a health standpoint – if you're going to knock him for his health, I have no defense for that. It is what it is. But I'm telling you, he's given us everything he has from a physical standpoint out there. And if his load could be lightened by other guys stepping up and carrying some of the load, then maybe he has something left for you. He has to keep you in these games. He has to keep you in these games. We forget about that. Not just to get to the fourth quarter and he should take over and score 15 points in the fourth quarter. Hell, how about the fact that you have a 2-point lead or it's a 3-point game and he's giving you 26, 27 points up to that point. Somebody else, man, the other guys have to be able to hit shots and create shots and get shots on their own. And that's why, damn it, as soon as this is over with, I'm locked in on Paul George this summer. I'm just letting you know that now.
Well, I'm not doing that yet.
Okay, I'm just saying.
They're not dead yet, according to Spike.
Not dead yet.
They aren't dead. They aren't dead just yet.
Yeah,
and don't let them win game five.
No, I'm being serious.
Actually, I'm not in the mood, but
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing the rally of the troops thing.
Yeah.
But it is not a – they've been outscored by 3 points in the series. Game two – I'm not blaming it on the refs. It's not what I'm doing.
Could have easily gone the other way.
And game one could have easily gone the other way. Yeah. This is just not – it's not a series where I feel like they can't – that is what makes it so maddening. If they could buy 5 minutes with him on the off the court in the second half, they probably win the game. And that is on everybody else. And, you know, Angela was talking about effort. I don't know if it's an effort thing. I can tell you that they are – The scattered way that they are playing offense, just sort of like the confused look on everybody's faces, it screams not a lack of effort, but a lack of composure. And that is on the players. It's on – there's got to be somebody else on – you know, there's got to be somebody besides Embiid that's got to be able to, you know
– Yeah.
You
How about the end
of
the game? Kyle Lowry misses a free throw on purpose, and I got Maxie –
And nobody knew.
Maxie and Oubre over there digging in their noses over there. Like, what are they doing over there?
Yeah.
What are they doing? I don't care if he didn't tell them. They should be looking to get the damn rebound. My goodness.
I just want to be happy today. Like, could they just win that freaking game yesterday? That way, we're happy about the freaking Phillies. We're happy about the freaking Eagles.
Yes.
And now we got to go down 3-1.
Yes.
I got to fight about Joel Embiid for four. They're going to fight with him for three. Fight about him for 3 months. I got to defend Daryl Morey. Just for my sake, could you just win the stupid series? Just wake up.
Swallow it.
I've been doing this. There's enough out of you and the clips.
Hold on. Swallow it. Hold on, bro.
Yeah. That is out of line.
That's totally out of line.
You're
right
out
there.
Of line. Out of line. 215-592-9494. What'd you think of the draft? Is it on Embiid? Is it on everyone else?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.